Chodesh. Today's daf is Nida daf Lamed. We are holding off on that. We are holding on daf Chaf Tesam Beis. We're in the middle of the discussion of this woman who came, and she last time we saw her, she was pregnant, and she comes back home, and she's not pregnant anymore, and she has no idea what happened. We have no idea what happened, when it happened, what she was mapil, what she was molded, and then she spends 3 weeks of not seeing any dam, and then she spends the following 10 weeks. On and off, seeing dam and not seeing dam. 1 week on, 1 week off. So we had three-way machlokas, how many tevilos she requires. Beis Shammai says she needs to be tevilos in the mikveh 95 times. Beis Hillel said 35 times. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said, nah, dai le tevilah shetei b'achrona. Do one tevilah at the very end, and that will cover all of the other times. So yesterday we got to discussing why it is that only on the 35th day is she able to first have tashmish, that she's asur to have tashmish up until the 35th day. So now we move on to the discussion of why all of these tvilos. Where do these numbers come from? So in the last skinny line, Chaf Tesam Beis, Umadbilin also Tisha Mechamish tvilos, we're matbil her 95 times. How do we get to 95? Shavua kam matbilin also b'leilu seymir le'dezachar hi. First week that she's here, we're matbil her every single night because she may be a yoleda zachar, and that yoleda zachar could have happened any time over the last week before we saw her. So therefore, when the 7 days of Yemei Tumah are over, she requires tevila at night. That's the zman of the tevila after yolad zachar. Shavua sheni matbilin also b'leilusa emi yolad znekevahi. Second week we're matbilin at night because she may have been yolad znekeva sometime during the week before she showed up, and therefore the 2 weeks might be up on any night of that second week. So you have the full second week at nighttime. B'yimama emi yolad zachar b'zovhi. But we also require to do tevila in the mikvah on the daytime of the of each day of the second week, because maybe she was Yoleda Zachar Bezov, which would mean if she was a Zav at the time she was Yoleda Zachar, she would have the 7 days of Yemei Tumah. Once that ends, she would have the 7 days of Ziva. So any day during the second week may be the end of the 7 days of the Shivan Nakim of Ziva, in which case she needs to be Tavelas. Shavua Shlishi Matbilin Lab. So far in the first 2 weeks we have 21 Tvilos. Shavua Shlishi in the third week, Madbilin Lab Yamama, Emri Yolades Nekeva Bezofi. She has to go to the mikveh during the day, because again, Zava goes to the mikveh during the day, and we have to be concerned that maybe she was Yoledes Nekeva the last week before she showed up, but it was Yoledes Nekeva with Ziva. So the first 2 weeks were Yemei Tumah, and therefore any day during the second week may be the end of the Shiva Nekiyim of the Ziva. And Bileilusa, in the nights of the third week, she also has to go to the mikveh, Beisham Elitamei Udami Tavulis Yamaruch Bayit Tvila, because any night of that third week may be the end of her Yemei Tohar. And Beis Shammai holds that even though she goes to the mikveh after the Yemei Tumah, we still require her again to go to the mikveh after the Yemei Tohar. So any of those times might be the end of the Yemei Tohar. That's what he calls Tevulas Yom Aruch, because even though she had Tevila and she's completely Tohar in the sense that any blood she sees during the Yemei Tohar is completely Tohar, but nevertheless, and she's, nevertheless she's not allowed to eat Kachim until after the all the Yemei Tohar are over. So we call that as if she's a Tavelas Yom, as if she's a Tavelas Yom Aruch. Yom Aruch means it's not just a day, it goes on for weeks and weeks, but that's Beis Shammai Shita, that the Tevilah that wasn't done that day, you don't just wait for Harav Shemesh. If you're going to have to wait for days and days, then you have to do another Tevilah at the end of the 40 days for Zachar, 80 days for Nekeva. So far we got, in the first 3 weeks, we have 35 Tevilah. So michti, Yemei Tahara kama avu shisin v'shisa. How many days are there of Yemei Tahara? In total, there are 66 days of Yemei Tahara, because you have 14 days of Yemei Tumah plus 66 days of Yemei Tahara. And worst case scenario, the longest she could possibly be delayed is that she was Yoledes Nekeva the moment before she showed up to town. So for the next 80 days, we're going to have to be concerned about maybe she's still in the days of Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara of a Nekeva. So dal shavua gimel da'at belinila pashalu shisin nechichada. So if you take out the first 3 weeks, particularly the third week, which is the first week of Yemei Tahara, meaning even if she was, take the worst case scenario, she was Yoledes Nekeva right before she showed up. First 2 weeks that she's here, she's during the Yemei Tumah. Third week that she's here is the first week of her Yemei Tahara. Now we happen to be toveling her anyway during that third week, because we're toveling her during the daytime in case she's a Zava, and we're toveling her at nighttime in case it's the end of the Yemei Tahara. So anyway, she's going to the mikvah during that week. Which other days, how many days are left that we still have to be concerned might be the end of the Yemei Tahara? There are only 59 more days that you might have to be concerned to be the end of the Yemei Tahara. So now you add 59 plus 35 tevilos that she had during the first 3 weeks, and the 59 tevilos she's going to have over the next 59 days, she's in the chichado, tfasin vehei, Tishin v'dalet aviyah, that's 94. So, frankly, Gemara, Beis Shammai didn't say 94, he said 95. Tishin v'chamesh ma'avidatai, where did Beis Shammai get 95 days of tevila? Not 95 days, 95 tevilos. Where did he get this idea of 95 tevilos? It should have been 94. So, Rabbi Yirmi Medifti, gon shabasal fanenu ben ashmashos, tiyavinu la tevila yisirta. Now, the case must be that she showed up ben ashmashos. She didn't come b'layla, she came ben ashmashos. She didn't come b'yom, she came ben ashmashos. Since she came ben ashmashos, it's going to require an extra tevila. How so? So Rashi explains very carefully. Tevila yisarta. Up until now, we've been assuming she shows up during the daytime. Kigon, biyom Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rashi doesn't give the example of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. That would have been a nice coincidence. She shows up on the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vat belua leurta umashku peidila lamin mi Nisan vechavtas tiir vechav al desivan kalim peyom. So we were matbil for the first time that night. And therefore, her 80 days are the 30 days of Nisan, 29 days of Iyar, and 21 days into Sivan. That's her 80 days. Harei pei tevilos belelos, v'yudal b'yamim, shel beit shmos harishonos, harei tzadi dalet. So you have 80 nighttime tevilos. You have 14 daytime tevilos, because the first 2 weeks we're always concerned for Ziva, so we're toveler during the day as well. So that's 94. But now what we're changing is to take it from 94 to 95. Now what's happening is she's showing up in the Ben HaShemashos going into Rosh Chodesh. Not the daytime of Rosh Chodesh, the Ben HaShemashos going into Rosh Chodesh. So her first Tevila is actually going to be on that night that she shows up. And we're Tovala that night, because who knows, it might be the end of her Yemei Tumah. Umashchina mipeshala ad chafal b'sivan kilu basa biyom Rosh Chodesh. But her 80 days are still going to go through chafal b'sivan as if she showed up on Rosh Chodesh. Dikul esvuke dilma basa ben hashmashos yelda. Because for all we know, the moment before she showed up, while it was ben hashmashos, she was already yoledes. So just like when she shows up on the day of Rosh Chodesh, we have to be choshesh that she was yoledes that very day. When she shows up ben hashmashos coming into Rosh Chodesh, maybe she was yoledes during that Bein HaShemashos, and therefore you have 80 more days. V'humei Rosh Chodesh, that is Rosh Chodesh that maybe she was Yoledes. V'itvila delal Rosh Chodesh yitosula. So basically, what's the one extra tevila? That nighttime tevila of when she shows up during Bein HaShemashos. Nimtzula ches tevilos b'shvua rishona, v'chav ches tebeiz v'gimel, harei lamed vav. So it would turn out, the first week she doesn't get 7 tevilos, she gets 8 tevilos. Second and third week together, she gets 28 tevilos, that's 36, and then 64 tevilos after that for each of the days that were concerned, maybe the end of the Yemei Tohar, and that's how you're going to get, 59 tevilos after that, and that's how you're going to get 95 tevilos. Frekt Rashi, wait a second, all the Rishonim asked this kasha. If you want to say that we're adding an extra tefila because she showed up at nighttime and therefore we're toveler that night, even though her 80-day clock may only start at that point in time because she may have been yoledes right before she showed up, why do you have to say she came at Bein HaShemashos? Say that she came at nighttime. Do better than Bein HaShemashos. She comes at 11 o'clock at night. There's a much better chance that she was yoledes on that night than if she shows up Bein HaShemashos 10 minutes after Shkia, 20 minutes after Shkia at night. What are the chances that she showed up 3 minutes after being yoledes? Why would he give a case dafka where it's Bein HaShemashos? Kashali, I might not get Bein HaShemashos. Have they look much about Lefana Belayla? So Mestavra says Rashi, Dilach Inachar Bein HaShemashos. Dil Dak Belishna De Masnisin De Nakad Gimel Shvuim Tahorim. Because the way we set up the case was that the first 3 weeks she's completely completely Torah, nothing comes out of her. If she shows up in the middle of the night, we don't know for sure that the first 3 weeks she was completely Torah. Because maybe sometime that night, prior to her coming, she was bleeding. So we don't have 3 full weeks of her being tar. When do we have 3 full weeks of her being tar? When it shows up in Ashmashos. Why? So granted, it could be that she had a baby or she had blood 2 seconds ago before she showed up while it was already Ben Ashmashos, but at least it's a suffix that she has 3 full weeks of Tara. So at least there's a possibility that it's 3 full weeks of Tara, because Ben Ashmashos, when she shows up, may really be Yom. That's how Rashi deals with this Kasha. The other Rishonim give other terutzim, but anyway, that's the major kasha that the Rishonim deal with on the spot. The Rashba says that we say Ben Ashmashos, but who adin if she comes during the nighttime? It's just since we're talking about a Toah, we said she came when it comes to a Toah, we say that she came Ben Ashmashos, so we say she came Ben Ashmashos. That it's not meaning when we have the sugya on Samach Tesam Nalf later on in the case of a Toah, we'll see what that case is. It has to be a Ben Ashmashos case. So for parallel's sake, we mentioned Ben Ashmashos over here as well. The Ritva says different Teretz. No, I'm not going to get into it now. There's a lot to do here. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So that was Beis Shammai's 95 Tevilos. About 7 lines into the page, first row of the line. Ulu Beis Hillel Damri Tevilos Yom Aruch Lo Bayi Tevila Lamed Hei Ma'evi Detayu. According to Beis Hillel, that Tevilos Yom Aruch does not require Tevila, meaning if a woman was already Tevelas, and now she's just waiting for her Yemei Tovar to end, she does not require a second tefillah. So where are these 35 tefillahs coming from? So Esrim Tmanya Kedarman. The first 3 weeks we already said she's got 28 tefillahs. That for sure. Meaning even though Beis Shammai had 35 tefillahs in the first 3 weeks, that's because Beis Shammai had a tefillah during the nighttime of the third week, lest it be the end of the Yemei Tohar. Beis Hillel doesn't require a tefillah for the end of the Yemei Tohar. So all Beis Hillel's got is 7 tefillahs the first week. The second week, 14 tefillahs, 7 at night for the concern that she's finishing up her Yemei Tumah v'Nekeva, 7 during the day for the Yemei Ziva v'Yoledes Zachar Bezov, and then 7 during the third week for Yoledes Nekeva Bezov. So it's 7, 14, and 7. It's 28 during the first 3 weeks. Where do we get another 7 tefillahs? Hach Shavua Hei Matbelina Kaleila V'Leila Emer Sof Nidahi. During the fourth week, she's seeing dam every day. She's not going to the mikvah. During the fifth week, she's not seeing dam at all. So each night during the fifth week, we're matbil her, because maybe that's the end of her Yemei Nida. Maybe that's the last of the 7 days of Yemei Nida. How's that that possible? Because we don't know when her Yemei Tohar ended, and when dam that she sees during the fourth week is Yemei Nida. For all we know, her Yemei Tohar ended on the first day of the fourth week. So that could be that day is not Dam Nida yet. The following day is her first Dam Nida. So 1 week later is going to be, she's going to be Tovelis for the end of the 7 days of Nida. Remember, Nida doesn't require Shiva Nikiyim, just 7 days in total. So any of the nights during the fifth week may be the end of her Yemei Nida. That's why she's Tovelis during the fifth week. Good, says the Gemara. Yud Shvuin, by the way, wait a second, if that's the issue, what about the seventh week? In the seventh week also, every single night might be the end of her Yemei Nida, because maybe her Yemei Tohar ended sometime during the sixth week. And what about the ninth week? Right, so the Rashi is obviously bothered by this, and he writes, V'hu adin nami dekal leilos shel shvurim toharim ikul esvukei sof nida mishum shvuatam ishal fereha ela beisil tefilos telach alam enheidu lel tashmish lo kachashiv. Beisil is only mentioning those tefilos that are before she could ever have tashmish. And we said the first night, we discussed yesterday, the first night she could possibly have Tashmish is the 35th day, is after 5 weeks. So we're only mentioning those tefillos that happened prior to that, even though Beis Shammai mentioned tefillos that happened later on. So it turns out it's not really a parallel when we say Beis Shammai holds 95, Beis Hillel holds 35. It would really be more like Beis Shammai holds 95, Beis Hillel holds 42. Right, by the ninth week it's already... No, Beis Hillel holds 49, right? Something like that. So says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, but wait a second, now a new issue. Yuchvu and Lamali Bitmanya Palgasagi. If all we're trying to get it to is the end of 80 days, so all you needed is 8.5 weeks, meaning why do we mention 10 weeks? Aside from the first, meaning what do we have? She comes 3 weeks, you made, and she's totally tar for 3 weeks, no blood comes out of her. Then then 10 weeks alternating, 7 weeks, 7 days of tumah, meaning 1 week of tumah, 1 week of no blood, 1 week of vast blood, 1 week of no blood, for 10 alternating weeks. How many days is that entire period? 13 weeks is 91 days. Her suffix doesn't last 91 days. Worst case scenario, she had a baby right before she showed up, which would only lead her suffix into 80 days. So how many weeks after the initial 3 weeks of purity do we need to be concerned about? We only need to be concerned about 59 more days to get her to 80 days. 59 more days is 8.5 weeks. It's not 10 weeks. So why do we keep this cheshbon going for 10 weeks? Says Gemara, I did son of palga de shvua masiklei. Yeah, well, once you're going to say 8.5 weeks, we make it 9 full weeks. Vayid son of shvua tamei, tarnami shvua tahar. And once we make that 9th week a shvua tamei, a week of tumah, so we added an extra week of tahara after that. Because we're trying to keep it parallel, that's 1 and 1, 1 and 1. So we don't want to stop with an odd number of, an uneven number of Tame weeks to Tara weeks. Now the Gemara is just going to ask a series of questions of more Tvilos that we could have thought of that she should have required, in addition to these 95 that Beis Shammai required or 35 that Beis Hillel required. So ask the Gemara number one. Vayika, the Gemara is going to have four suggestions. First suggestion, Vayika Tvila Zava. What about Tvila Zava? Meaning, maybe each week that she's tameh, we have to be mesupak that it's just ziva. Aside from the fourth week where you can't be mesupak in that, because ein zava ela liachar nidus, you can only have ziva once she's already become a nida, and this woman never became a nida until the fourth week. But after that, every time she sees dam, you should be choshesh for ziva, and therefore require tvilos for the ziva, which would be daytime tvilos much later on in the cheshbon, and we only require night. Time tevilos for the last several weeks, according to Beis Shammai, because we're worried about the end of her Yemei Tohar. What about all these tevilos of Zava? So the Fnei Tashmish Kachashiv, the Dacha Tashmish Lo Kachashiv. No, we're only cheshbening those tevilos that she would do before Tashmish, not the tevilos that she would do after the Tashmish. Say Nachinami, she would require those tevilos, but that's already after she's doing the Tashmish. Yeah, that works for Beis Hillel, but the Beis Shammai, the Kachashiv, the Acha Tashmish, Nichshav Nami Tevilos Zava. Beis Shammai doesn't count the tevilos of Zava either. And Beis Shammai certainly counts tefillos that she does after Tashmish. He counts tefillos that go throughout the entire 80 days. So, belay de kamari, beziva lo kamari. We're talking about tefillos that are required on account of giving birth, not tefillos that might be required anyway on account of other types of tumma like ziva. Vayika yoledes bezov. What do you mean? We said that there are certain tefillos that she requires because she was yoledes bezov. That's a ziva problem. Yoledes bezov kachashiv, ziva gredes alo kachashiv. No, that's a hybrid problem of ziva and yoledes. We only mention things that are issues that relate to Yoledes, not things that relate exclusively to Ziva. Period. Second challenge. Why in the first week do we not tovel her during the day? Maybe her Shiva Nikiyim are ending any one of these days during the first week, and therefore she's a Zava who's Tovelis during the day. She should be Tovelis during the day of the first week as well, not only during the night. And so the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Kivi, Damar Be'inan, Sipurim Befaneinu. No, it doesn't count the Shiva Nikiyim if we don't see her counting the 7 clean days. We need to know that she's consciously counting the 7 clean days in order for it to count. So that's why she's not Tovelis during the day of the first week. Third challenge. Sof Shavua Kamalit Bula. Let her be Tovel at the end of the first week, because then she was counting 7 clean days right in front of us. And so Gemara Chad B'Shavua Lo Kamari, meaning on the 7th day, where it's Mixiyom Kikula, let her be Tovelis. And so Gemara Chad B'Shavua Lo Kamari, we're not going to mention tefillos that only happen once in an entire week. We're only mentioning those tefillos that happen every day of a week, so we can keep the numbers even at multiples of 7. So says the Gemara, challenge number 4. Yom Kamada Asi Lekaman Litpala, Dilma Shomer Siyom Keneged Yomhi. The very first day she shows up, shouldn't we be concerned that maybe she's a Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom, meaning maybe she was completely Tara until the day before she showed up. The day before she showed up, she saw a little bit of Dam, so now she's a Shomer. So she should require tefila on this first day. We're only talking about issues that relate to a zava gadola, not a shomer siyom keneged yom. Shomer siyom keneged yom is what we call a zava kitana. Says the Gemara, we see from this whole story, shemamina tlas. 3 halachos emerge from this. Number 1, shemamina Rabbi Kivi, damar binan sipur mefanenu. Number 1, we see that the brisa is authored by Rabbi Kivi. Akiva, who says that the woman needs to count the 7 clean days consciously in front of us, that we know that she's actually keeping cheshbon, not just that 7 days may have passed. Number 2, Shemamina, Rabbi Shimon Yidam Rav Alamur Chamas Shlasos Kain Shematav Lidei Safek. That we saw yesterday. That we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, that even though Tvila Vazava is during the day, we don't recommend having Tashmish during the day after Tvila Vazava, because we're worried that if you have Tashmish after the Tvila Vazava during the daytime, she may see Dam again later that day, and then it's going to be so Sir Lemafreya, and turn out that you violated Nisakari by sleeping with her. Ushmaminah, the third thing we see is Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, is that according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they're very concerned that you should go to the mikveh at the right time, even if you're still going to have to be Choshish that you're Tameh for a variety of other reasons. You got to go to the mikveh at what might be the right time. Why? Because tevila b'zmana mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah omer dayel tevila b'achrona v'lo amrin tevila b'zmana mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says you just do one big tevila at the end and you don't do any of these 35 or 95 tevilas along the way. He yells, there's no din of tevila b'zmana mitzvah. Go to the mikveh when you know that going to the mikveh is going to help and you're going to be tahar. Prior to knowing that you're going to be able to become tahar from going to the mikveh, there's no sense in going to the mikveh. How do we pass? Is tevila b'zmana mitzvah or is it not mitzvah? So Rabbeinu Chananel, quoted by many of the Rishonim Tosfos and others, holds Tvila Bizmana mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam holds Tvila Bizmana ain't a mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Tam is in Sefer Yashar, it's in Tosfos over here, Tosfos in Yumad of Chesam and Aleph, that's the sheet of the Rav Yal, Tosfos in Rosh, the Rokeach, many poskim hold like that. Tvila Bizmana ain't a mitzvah, and that is the sheet of, maybe the sheet of the Rambam, the Achronim of Machlokas, what the Rambam holds, but the Beis Yosef quotes this as the authoritative opinion, that we no longer hold Tvila Bizmana mitzvah, but, says the Beis Yosef, if her husband's in town, it's a mitzvah for her to be Tovel on time, Mishum Prur Revu, not Mishum Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, that inherently you always have to be Matari yourself right away at the earliest possible time. No, for Shalom Bayis, not Shalom Bayis, he doesn't mention that, but that too, but for Pur Revu, because he has a mitzvah of Pur Revu, that's why she should be Tovelas as soon as she can. And says the Beis Yosef, Shalom Bayis issue also, if she delays her Tvila Kedei Litzair Baila in order to cause anguish to her husband, she should not use that as a tool to cause anguish to her husband. Use the classic Jewish tools, guilt or whatever else, but not delaying a tevila, that is avera hibiyada, says the Beis Yosef. That is a very inappropriate thing to do. There's a Beis Yosef quotes from the Zohar and Parshas Mishpatim that a woman who does that causes kama ra'os ba'olam, all sorts of evil things. The Aruch Lener raises the kasha. What do you mean tevila b'zmana mitzvah? Meichi teisa that there's a mitzvah to be mitari yourself other than on regel. It says a person is chayav adam mitari atzmo beregel, the Gemara darshins in Rosh Hashanah. Meichi teisa that there's a chiv to be mitari yourself any other time. So the Aruch Lener says, yeah, whenever there's a count toward a tevila, so then that's a raya that you need to be mitari yourself on time. Because what are you counting toward? You're not just counting toward when it's okay to be tahar. It must be that you're counting toward when you must be mitari yourself. Rashi, Mesech Shabbos, Kuf Chav Alef Amud Aleph, writes that it's Gzeres HaKasav from the Pasuk by Abalkeri, V'hayilif Noserev Yirchatz B'mayim. And also Rashi and Tulsin in Yuma have a different Pasuk, and Dav Ches Amud Aleph in Yuma, they quote from Batame Meis, Viza Atar Altam B'yom HaShlishi B'yom HaShvi'i V'chatu B'yom HaShvi'i V'chib is extra. So that's coming to teach me about a tevila on the Yom HaShvi'i. Tos writes, Bizmanas said the Baruch Shalom Machmer on themselves that they're Yoshua Shivinakiyim on any Ri'iyas Dam, and therefore, even if you were to hold Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, with all our Chumras, we can never really do Tvila Bizmana, because we keep all these Chumras well beyond what would really be the Iker Zman of the Tvila. And that's why there's no Tvila on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Even if you hold Tvila Bizmana Mitzvah, we close the mikvahs on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, because anyway, we never really do Tevila Bizmana anyhow, so it's never going to be. You see, if Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah, you go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, even though she can't be with her husband, because it's one of the Chamesh Inuyim, because the mitzvah has nothing to do with being with her husband. It's about being mitar yourself when you can be mitar yourself. But nowadays, it's not really Tevila Bizmana anyhow. And one other point Tosfos just raises over here, is there really only three things we learn from our Gemara? Isn't there a fourth thing also, that you may later that a woman doesn't see Daman, don't count toward the Sfira Ziva? Meaning, what do we see from here? that in the third week she's still being tovelas during the daytime because maybe she was yoledes nekeva bezov. Well, why didn't her Shiva Nikim the first week she was here count toward that Ziva? We have the first 2 weeks where we assume that, no, that's blocked out for Yimei Leda. And then the third week, we're already worried that maybe she's finishing up Shiva Nikim following Yimei Leda. Obviously, days that she doesn't see Dab during the Yimei Tumah don't count toward the Shiva Nikim. So that's, and that's the Sheet of Abaye. It happens to be a Chlokas Abaye and Rava. So isn't that a fourth Shema Mina? Says Tosus, not Shema Mina is when you have a halacha that we didn't already know. This is one of the Yal Kigam, so it's one of the most famous halachas ke'abaye that we have. It's one of the Yal Kigam, it's the lamed of the Yal Kigam, that you may Leda, the lamed of the Yal Kigam, that we have, that we pass like Abaye. So in a chinami, we do see that from here, but it's not necessary to learn it from here. We know it already anyway. Okay, says the Gemara in Mishnah now, a new Mishnah on the bottom of Laman Amalav. Hamapelus liyom mem enochoshes levlad. If a woman is mapil on the 40th day of her pregnancy, that is not a viable vlad. It's considered maya bialma, mere fluids, and therefore she's not tamei leda. Liyom mem alef teishel zachron lekevel nida. But on the 41st day of her pregnancy, then she has to be choshesh. Might be zachron, might be in the cave, or might just be dam nida. Rabbi Shmuel amar yom mem alef teishel zachron nida. Rabbi Shmuel says no. 41st day can't be in the cave. Could only be a zachar or a nida, because the nekeva takes 81 days to become formed. A zachar only takes 40 days. Yom pei aleph teishav zachar nekeva nida. On the 81st day, then she has to be concerned. It might be zachar, might be nekeva, might be a nida. Shal zachar nigmar lemem aleph nekeva lepei aleph. That is zachar, unbelievable. The formation of the fetus happens at a different pace. Rabbi Shmuel holds the formation of the fetus takes twice as long by a nekeva. V'chamom rechav bias zachar rechav bias nekeva zev zev mem aleph. And the Chum say nah. The formation of the fetus is the same by male and female. It's going to be mem aleph is already going to be a real fetus. Frek the Gemara lama huska zachar ili mei tumah katani nekeva v'ili mei tara haktani nida. Why do we have to mention that you're choshesh for zachar? Once you say I'm choshesh for nida and I'm choshesh for nekeva, so in terms of the 7 days of tumah zachar, that's already covered in being choshesh for a nekeva. And in terms of the yimei tara that you're gonna have a shortened yimei tara only until 40 days, that's already covered by saying that she might be a nida where you don't have any Yimei Tara. So already by saying that it might be Nida, it might be Nekeva, you covered all the Chumras. What are we adding when we say Zachar? Says the Gemara, we're adding the following. Shem Tira Yom Lamed David. Let's say she sees Dam on the 34th day. Now, if she were not at all choshesh for being yoledes a zachar, so there are only two possibilities that 34th day. It could either be yoledes Nekeva, where she's still within her Yimei Tawar, or it could be that she's a nida, that she's becoming a nida on the 34th day. Now, v'taksavitiri yomem ve'echad, she sees 1 week later on the 41st day. So now, if when she saw on the 34th day it was yoledes nekeva, so on the 41st day is also yoledes nekeva, she's completely tahora. If when she saw on the 34th day that was the beginning of nida, so after the 7 days of nida are over, next time she sees dam, she's a shomeres yom, kenegad yom, she's only going to be tamei for 1 day. But once you're choshesh that it might be a zachar also, well then on the 34th day when she saw it was still in Yimei Tara. 41st day when she sees, it's not Yimei Ziva, it's Yimei Nida. So she's going to be tummy for a full week now, not just for 1 more day. So Teimu Kukalis, on Memches, it's going to make her tummy until day number 48. You can have the same thing by Nekevish, Mtir Yom Ayin Dal, the Tox of Mtir Yom Peal, Teimu Kukalis, on Peches. That if she sees on day 74, and then she sees again on day 81, so because we're Choshesh that she was Yoledes Nekeva, so her day Yimei Tara lasted through the first 80 days, she's now going to be tamei until day 88. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yom Emelav Teishel Zachar Nida. Rabbi Shmuel says on day 41 she has to be choshesh for Zachar Nida. No need to be choshesh for Nekeva on day 41 because it takes longer for the Nekeva to become formed. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Timi V'Tir B'Zachar V'Timi V'Tir B'Nekeva. Makish Timi V'Tir B'Zachar Yitzirasu Kiyotze Bo. Afkish Timi V'Tir B'Nekeva Yitzirasu Kiyotze Bo. Just like we find a Nekeva gets twice as long Yimei Tara, and just like we find the formation of the Zachar fetus is the same amount of days as the Yimei Tara after the birth of a Zachar, so too the formation of a Nekeva fetus should be the same amount of days as the Yimei Tara after the birth of a Nekeva. Amr Allah, the Chum said to me, what does the formation of the fetus have to do with the Yimei Tumah after birth? It's got nothing to do with each other. Amr Allah, Rabbi Shmuel, so they brought a riot against Rabbi Shmuel, Maisa b'Kleopatra Malachas Alexandrus, Sheneschaivu of Chasa, Arigal Malchus, the queen of Egypt, Cleopatra, she had two shvachos that anyway had to get killed. So she wanted to do experiments on them. So Batgar Matzan Zevazel the Mem Aleph. She had them both had Bia, and then 41 days later she dissected them, she opened them up, and she found fetuses 41 days later. So that's and one was a boy, one was a male, one was a female, and they were both equally formed. So you see, Rabbi Shmuel, you're wrong. It only takes 41 days for a female fetus to be formed. So Amar Lahan, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ani mevi lechem raya min haTorah, v'atem mevi li raya min haShotim. I'm bringing you a raya from the Torah. You're bringing me a raya from a moron. It's the stupidest experiment I ever heard about. So my raya min haTorah. We'll get to why he thinks it's a stupid experiment. But what's first the raya min haTorah? Where is this raya min haTorah? If it's from this comparison between the Yemei Tara after the birth and the days of the formation of the Vlad, they already responded to that the two have nothing to do with each other. So Amar Kra Teled Hosav Lakas of Leida Acheres B'Nekeva. No, it's an extra word in the pasuk. That's his right. It says Teled that apparently by Nekeva there's another type of Leida, meaning the formation of the fetus. When it describes the 80 days of Yemei Tovar, it says Teled, and that's referring to the formation of the fetus. Umay Raya Minashotim. Why does he call it a moronic raya from Cleopatra? So Amar Nekeva Kadim V'Yabar Abar Yomun Kamezachar. Yes, you know that the woman who was pregnant with the girl had Bia 40 days before we ripped her open. Do you know that she didn't have Bia 80 days before we ripped her open? She may have had Bia before then also. So maybe she was pregnant she was already 40 days pregnant by the time she had that Bia that Cleopatra arranged. Rabbanan, some of the Naftashkin, the Rabbanan say, no, she gave them something, some type of medication that would abort the fetus. So at 40 days before she ripped them open, so she knows they weren't pregnant at that time. Rabbi Shmuel, Ika Gufa Delo Mekabel Sama. Rabbi Shmuel says, yeah, medications sometimes work and they sometimes don't work. So who knows? Maybe her body was very strong, the fetus was very strong, and even though she took that sam that should have destroyed the fetus, it didn't destroy the fetus. So therefore, he wasn't impressed. Now, some have the Girsa Lishna Achrina, which makes a lot of sense to have over here. Otherwise, someone had a story that was a lie, or there was a remarkable coincidence in the amount of stories that Cleopatra had like this. So most likely, it's Lishna Achrina. Amlam Rabbi Shmuel, Maisa B'Cleopatra Malachas Yavanis, Malachas Yavanis, Shenischaivu Shuv Chasa Arigal Malchus, Ubatkar Matzen Zachar L'Arbaim Ve'echad, Unikeva L'Pei Aleph. Cleopatra did an experiment, but you got the experiment wrong. The way the experiment went, Rabbi Shmuel says, to me, that they ripped open the Nekeva, the one who was Yeledes Nekeva, who was carrying a Nekeva 81 days in, and only then was the fetus beginning to form. So you see, it takes 81 days for Nekeva. Amrlo, Enmavin, Raya, Menashotim. So the Chum said, no, you can't bring a Raya from morons. My time, well, why is that a Raya from Shotim? Hakti Nekeva, Yasra, Abar, Yomin, Vahadu, Yaber. Who knows? Maybe that one that she ripped open that was carrying the Nekeva, yes, she had Bia 80 days ago, maybe she had Bia again 40 days ago. And then that's when she really became pregnant. Rabbi Shmuel, the Shomer Masun, Rabbi Shmuel would say, no, someone would, obviously Cleopatra thought of that and had someone guarding her that she shouldn't have Bia. Rabbanan, in up trouble saw Arayas. Rabbanan will say, well, there's no one that could really guard from Arayas. Who knows? And, you know, Amr Shomer Gufeibal, maybe the Shomer himself slept with her, so you can't trust the Shomer. Tosfos says, what if the Shomer was female? So he says, okay, maybe the Shomer let someone in to sleep with her. It doesn't matter. There's no vaday. V'dilma ikaru lahakta nekeva barban v'chad have mishtachla kezachar. But still, maybe it's not a good right, because maybe, yes, you ripped open the nekeva at 81 days and you found that it was just a just forming fetus. Maybe it didn't progress at all over the last 40 days. Maybe had you ripped it open after 40 days, it also would have been a just forming fetus. Amar Abaye b'simenayin shavin. No, it was exactly the same as the 40-day male fetus. It's impossible for the baby to go an additional 40 days in the womb with zero changes happening to it. So obviously the formation of this fetus just happened in the last 80 days. The Chum say both Bria Zachar and Bria Snekeva happened in 40 days. Chum minded Tanakama, the same thing Tanakama says. Maybe we just want to show that the stam of the Resha is Chachamim to show that that's how we pass them like. Pshita, it's obvious that normal Tanakama is always the Chachamim. Now, stavra time with Rabbi Shmuel to come asai lekroy come ashmulan. I might have thought Rabbi Shmuel is a good point because he has a pasuk that backs him up. So come ashmulan has to tell me that we don't pasuk like that. Dorish Rabbi Simlai lemavla dom v'meima. What does a fetus look like while it's in the mother's womb? Lepinkas shemakupal. It's like a folded over ledger. Umunach yadav al shteitz dov. Its hands are by its temples. Shtei atzila val bezar kavosav. Its two armpits are by its two ankles. Ubeza keva val bezar kavosav. And its two heels are by the buttocks. V'rosha munach lebein brechav. And its head is between its knees. Upiv sasum. Its mouth is closed with tabura pasuach. And its navel is opened. V'ochum mashim ochas v'shosum mashim oshosa. He eats and drinks whatever mommy eats and drinks. V'enim otzirei shema yarugasimo. He doesn't defecate because that would kill the mother. V'kivan shiyatza la'avir olam niftach sasum nisam apasuach. And as soon as he comes out into the world, that which was closed, his mouth, now opens up so he could breathe. That which was open, his stomach, now closes up. Had it not been for that, he would not be able to live even one moment. This is a discussion in the Torah. The Torah writes that that's why we make a bracha of Asher Yatzar, Shem Yipasech Echad Mehem, Oyisaseim Echad Mehem. So Beis Yosef writes that Maram Rutenberg is Mochek the Girsa Afilu Shah Achas in the bracha. Because Sosim Espiv Yachalichios, you can close your mouth and you're able to live. So the Torah is coming to be Miyashiv and he's saying, no, Afilu Shah Achas makes sense because we're not talking about us, we're talking about a fetus. Afilu Shah Achas wouldn't be able to live. So that's what that girsa is dependent on. V'ner dolik la'al rosho, he has a candle over his head representing the neshama. V'tzofo mabit misofo alamat sofo, and he's able to see from one end of the world to the other. Shnemar, v'olunero alay roshi lo ro'e l'choshech. V'altetam, and don't think that that's weird. From inside its mother's womb, it's going to be able to see the whole world. Shreyadim yashin kan v'ro'a chalom ba'aspam, because sometimes you can go to sleep and you have a dream of something that happens in Spain across the world. V'en l'cha yam sh'adam shari b'tov v'yosem yosem yam. There are no better days for a person than those days. Shnemar mi yedeni kiarche kedem kimei alokai yishmereni v'ezu yam sh'ish v'em yurechai mein v'em shanim. When do we refer to things by months and not by years? Havayomer il yarche leida, must be the months of leida. Umalam denu sokala tarakula shemar v'en v'yomer li yitam chadivrei libcha shemar mitzvah sevichayei. And they teach the fetus all of Torah. V'omer, and it also says b'sar alka alei ali my v'omer. Why do I need a second pasuk? V'chitayim and navi yudakamar. Lest you say the first pasuk is the navi describing Shlomel describing what he sees benavua and not describing what a fetus sees. So Tashma b'sodelka le'ali v'kivin shabal avir olam ba malach v'satra al piv. Once he comes out into the world, the malach comes and smacks him on the mouth u'meshachel kol haTorah kula and makes him forget kol haTorah kula. Shneimar l'pesach chatas roveitz. That's the pasuk l'pesach chatas roveitz. So we'll start with a little vard on that last piece tomorrow, and we'll pick up from the Gemara going on forward from there. A good mechadesh.